back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, June 12th, 7:46 Central Time. And it is time to check in with our friends from the St. Louis District Dairy Council, Kristen Neusel, nutrition educator from St. Louis District Dairy Council. Glad to have you back in studio today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, and it's June, and I hear June is an exciting time for our friends at the St. Louis District Dairy Council. What is June?
June is June Dairy Month. It is a very exciting time.
Dairy Month. Now, what does that mean? I can imagine that means some celebrating, right?
It definitely does. There's always celebrating around here. So it first started in 1937 as National Milk Month.
Uh-huh.
And it was a way for farmers to distribute their extra milk.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, the cows will produce more milk when they graze on the green grass after the winter months. 2 years later, it was changed to National Dairy Month, June Dairy Month, and for more than 70 years, it's been a way to honor dairy farmers for their contributions to the nation's economy and health.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's, of course, always a great time to remind consumers that milk, cheese, and yogurt play an important role in a healthy diet.
It certainly does. And I have to say thank you for the last time you visited, you brought us cheese, and it was gone pretty quickly, just so you know.
Oh, I know your favorite is cheese. You told me that, so.
We woofed it down pretty quickly, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, why is milk and other milk products, like you said, cheese and yogurt and other dairy products, why are they important?
Dairy really is irreplaceable in your diet. It's got 9 essential nutrients in milk. And if you think of just one little cup of milk, it could be skim milk, 90 calories, you're going to get 9 essential nutrients. That's a lot of bang for your buck. Dairy foods provide calcium, potassium, phosphorus, protein, vitamin D, vitamin A, and then your B vitamins as well. So there's a lot in there that can help us in so many different ways. It's the number one source of phosphorus, vitamin D, and potassium to help build those strong bones in the American diet, actually, which is pretty interesting. And dairy foods provide 70% of the calcium in the nation's food supply, which I'm sure a lot of us know, because when we think of milk and cheese and yogurt, we think calcium.
Sure, yeah. And the calcium certainly is important, as you said, for strong bones, especially not only for children, but also as we age, right?
Definitely. You don't want to stop drinking your milk or having your yogurt when you age, because your bones are developing into your 30s, which is an interesting fact. And we want to make sure that we're still getting the 3 servings a day to do maintenance for our bones.
I was just going to ask that. How many servings in a day?
Yes.
Now, and those servings, what counts as a serving of dairy?
Well, it would be a cup of milk,
mm-hmm.
8 ounces of yogurt. So that can be kind of tricky, because when you're in the grocery store, you look at yogurt and it's in 4 ounces, 5.3 ounces, and 6 ounces. So that's technically not a serving. What I like to recommend to people is, you know, doubling up mm-hmm. on maybe your milk later on if you don't want to eat 2 cups of yogurt.
Sure. Or buy the big container of yogurt instead of the single servings. Buy the big container.
There you
and then
go.
You can measure it
and
out.
And measure
too.
Out a cup. That's sure. what 8 ounces is.
Very good.
Yeah.
What about, I guess ice cream doesn't count as a serving, does it?
We don't necessarily want to count that as a serving. It does have some nutritional value because it's made from milk. So you're going to get some nutrition in there. But that's something we want to watch in moderation.
Oh, man, I could get all 3 servings in ice cream.
I know. I have to agree. I have to admit that I probably could, too. That and cheese.
Milk chocolate, does that count for anything? That doesn't count as a serving,
oh,
does it?
Oh, man. No, unfortunately, it does not. I wish it did, because that would be wonderful.
Cheese. How much cheese? Does it depend on the cheese?
Yes. You want 1.5 ounces of your natural cheeses and 2 ounces of your processed cheese.
Uh-huh.
Like your American cheeses.
Okay.
Yes. So that's not very much to get one serving.
What about the St. Louis? I guess the St. Louis style Provel cheese. That's a processed cheese, isn't it?
Yes. So you would have 2 ounces of that would be one serving.
So a whole pizza. If I ate a whole pizza, would that?
You would definitely get your 3 servings and then some, Andy. easy ways to add dairy to your diet. Like you said, you could have that pizza.
Uh-huh.
You could definitely use milk instead of water when making your oatmeal or hot cereals in the morning. You could make your morning coffee a latte by adding milk. That's something that they have out on the store shelves now. I know
mm-hmm.
is your lattes with milk. So that's another great way to
sure.
add it. And When I say three servings, I mean for people who are 9 years of age and older.
Okay.
For people who are 4 to 8 years old, the kiddos, they should have 2.5 servings. And for the real little ones, 2 to 3 years old, try and aim for 2 servings a day, which is what most American adults get every day. So we're falling short of the recommended guidelines of 3 servings a day.
Well, I'll do my part. I'll eat more pizza.
There you go. Eating more of that Provel cheese, right? You love it.
I do. But I think you have to be from St. Louis to really appreciate it, right?
I know. And that's really interesting that it is just a St. Louis thing.
I lived outside of St. Louis area for about 8 years, and I only found it in one place outside of St. Louis. It was down in like Austin, Texas. They happened to have it, and it was labeled St. Louis style pizza cheese.
Really? Well, I had no idea that it was a St. Louis thing.
Yeah.
Until I saw it on the back of a t-shirt, and I was like, oh, that's just a St. Louis thing. Okay.
Move somewhere else. You're like, really?
Yeah,
you don't have Provel? What?
Oh, that's
We're so
funny.
Deprived when we move out of the area, huh?
It's true.
How can dairy fit into a weight loss plan? How is dairy helpful with weight loss?
One of the great things about dairy is that you can get so many different varieties. Mm-hmm. If you look in the milk aisle or the dairy aisle at your grocery store, you'll be able to find your low-fat milk, your skim milk, your low-fat chocolate milk. You'll be able to look in the yogurt section and find 0% milk fat in there. You're going to find low sugar. In the cheese aisle, you can find low fat. You can find low sodium. So it really is perfectly able to fit into a weight loss plan.
Cool. Very good. And so using dairy as part of, well, getting your regular servings, but also using it as part of a weight loss plan in conjunction with exercise, right?
Yes, of course.
There's more to weight loss and being healthy than just eating right. Eating right is a very important part of it, but there's more to it than that.
I like to say 80-20. 80% diet, 20% exercise.
What's your favorite type of exercise? What do you do for
exercise?
Soccer.
Yes.
You're a soccer star?
I love soccer.
How long have you been playing soccer?
Since I was 5, so...
Wow.
21 years. Wow. Telling my age.
Very good. So soccer is your favorite exercise.
Yes.
And when you're done with a good game of soccer, what's your treat? Big glass of milk?
It's chocolate milk, actually. That's
chocolate
a great refueling
milk.
Source. We
really?
Got a 3-to-1 carb to protein ratio. So for every 3 grams of carbs, I'm going to get 1 gram of protein to help refuel my muscles and body after a good workout. Also fluid. So it's really a great after workout refueling.
Very good.
Beverage, yeah.
I like the chocolate milk that has, there's one that kind of has the cream on top. I don't know
cream
if you've
ever.
Yeah, it's a good one. I don't know if it's from Missouri, though. I don't know if it's from St. Louis.
Well, this summer, they're coming out. Milk is coming out with some cupcake-themed flavors. So check that out. Yes.
That sounds dangerous. Cupcake-themed flavors of milk.
Yes.
So going beyond the regular chocolate or strawberry.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of the strawberry. I don't know. I like chocolate milk.
Yeah.
Not a fan
I
of the
like
strawberry.
It all.
Never was as a child, even when they had the strawberry milk like in the cafeteria at school. Chocolate, yeah. Chocolate. Oh, I'll
I love
go
getting pink milk. That's what I called it.
Yeah. See, it was not my thing.
No, okay.
But for those who like it, great. Good
yes.
for them.
You got to find a flavor that you like, and that's one of the other great things.
Now, fresh strawberries and real cream on top of them, real whipping cream on top of things. That's a different story.
Well, cream is a dairy, so there you go.
Or cheesecake.
Cheesecake, yes.
Cheesecake with strawberries, yeah.
That sounds delightful right now.
It sure does. You know, that sounds like a great breakfast, doesn't it? Oh, wait, I'm talking with a nutrition educator. I did not just admit to cheesecake for breakfast.
Oh, my goodness. You're too funny.
Does cheesecake count as a serving of dairy? I guess if you don't put a lot of sugar in it, right?
Right. I wouldn't count it as a serving, but there are ingredients in the cheesecake that would technically count as a serving, but I wouldn't count it towards your 3 servings.
What would prevent it from being... How could you make cheesecake healthy? Is there a way to make it healthy?
You can always do recipe substitution. So
sure.
You could buy, I've made a healthy, in quotes, cheesecake. I've bought the lower fat. So there are 3 kinds of cream cheese out there. There's fat-free, there's a third less fat, and then there's whole.
Right.
So I usually buy a third less fat.
We use what's the one that starts with an N? I can never pronounce it.
I can't pronounce that either.
I don't know if it's.
I know
German,
what you're talking about. It's a French word.
Oh, is it French? Okay.
Yes.
Oh man, now I'm embarrassed. I took French in high school. Yes. Anyway, we use that one for cheesecake. Is that lower in fat at all? Do you know?
You know what? Off the top of my head, I'm not positive. I'll have to look that.
We use that. And then we use, you know, something like stevia or agave to sweeten it instead of using straight up sugar or any of the artificial stuff.
So. Yeah. So that's another thing that you can substitute is like the, using the stevia or Truvia rather than sugar. So you can make cheesecake healthy.
Oh, see, there you go. And my wife is just the pro with that. She does. She makes amazing cheesecake. She does little individual cheesecake. Oh. So then there's portion control.
Yes.
Unless,
definitely.
Of course, I eat four of them in one sitting. But we won't tell anybody about that.
Oh, goodness.
Well, where can folks find out more about get more information about Dairy Month and eating healthy recipes, all that good stuff?
You can check out our website, stldairycouncil.org. We've got recipes. You can see what all the nutrition educators are up to this month. Mm-hmm. We all have different events and fun things going on for June Dairy Month, and a whole bunch of nutrition educational materials. Or you can give us a thumbs up on our Facebook page. Yes, thumbs up. STL Dairy Council.
Very good. Well, we've been talking with Kristen Neusel. She's a nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council and celebrating Dairy Month. June is Dairy Month. Go out and celebrate, folks. Have some dairy, have some ice cream, some cheesecake, or cheese, or a big old glass of chocolate milk. That would be a great way to celebrate. Kristen, thanks so much for being here today and celebrating June Dairy Month with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Thanks. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Reverend Stephen Cholak from the Office of National Mission right here on Listener Supported Worldwide, KFUO, the messenger of good news.